Welcome back to another episode of the Stack Supplement Podcast, where we run down all the top stories and exciting announcements shared on our website from the past 7 days. And it was a wild week. Generally, the first couple of weeks of the new year, the first couple weeks and months of the year are a little busier. They just tend to be the time when companies want to get their new launches out, get some excitement going, get a big push going. And we've obviously got the Arnold Sports Festival coming up, which is the first big show of the year. And yeah, last week was jam-packed. If you visited and followed Stack3D.com, however you want to say it, it was not short on excitement and hype, and we made sure we posted everything we could, still catching up as we always are. But yeah, we're going to go over the top stories from the week, and there was quite a few. We're going to start off with news from Weihei. Now, I think that's how you pronounce it, but it's a UK functional company available in supermarkets, known for, I'm pretty sure they were the ones that had a high protein yogurt last year. And they do several other functional items, but last week, or week before, we posted about their ice cream on a stick, which is very much the same as what it sounds. It's basically their a higher protein ice cream on a stick. It's as simple as it sounds. And the protein wasn't overly high. Like, the thing is, when you get to things like, I guess your more unique items, whether it's something like, I don't know, they got those Kit Kat-like bars over at Novo. In this case, we were talking ice cream. The protein isn't as amplifiably higher, if that's a word. Whereas you might get 3 grams of protein in an ice cream on a stick. This one gives you 6. The benefit herein lies, or at least in these products, is a combination of things. It's not really intended to be a high protein food or replacement or supplementation. It's more or less what we call a better for you food. So the idea is just for it to simply to be a better option. It's not necessarily meant to get you 20 grams of protein. And the way ice cream stick is very much that. But we have them in the news today. Because they've come out with another interesting product to start the year. Weihei has introduced Protein Power Milk. Now, milk itself is already inherently high in protein. We all know that. It's very common bit of knowledge. But Weihei has gone one step further and made a higher protein milk. Now, if you're like me, you might be sitting there thinking, well, how much higher is it realistically? And it is actually pretty damn... I wouldn't say ridiculously high, but you get 38% more protein in 100 mils of the Weihei Power Protein Milk than you get, Protein Power Milk, than you do in standard 1% fat milk, which this is made with, as well as milk protein itself. And the result is, as I said, it's just a higher protein milk. It's not kind of trick you in any way. It is essentially 1% fat milk with more protein. The twist comes, and I think this is the most important part, is generally when you have these alternative foods, better for you items, like say a protein ice cream, your decision may be, hey, this is a sugar-filled treat, or I go for the protein version, it's gonna cost me 2 or 3 times as much. That is not the case with Weihei's protein power milk. They sell it, or at least the retailer we had as an example in Iceland, which is a major supermarket in its local UK market, they had it for £1.20 for a litre, I think it was a litre, which, and then you compare it to, that supermarket also sells a a whole milk product, 2 litres for £2.35, which works out to be pretty much the same, not the same, but around the same. But even if you're going to split hairs and say, well, it's 2p cheaper, whatever you want to say, it is a, it's incredibly close. It's ridiculously close. And it's not that typical twice the price type thing. So you are getting a better, not even a better for you, just a higher protein milk. And there isn't a pricing hurdle to go over. So it's a pretty cool little product. Check that out on the site. Weihei is just away with hey, one word. And you can check out the brand on our site. Moving on from there, we go over to the major sports drink company, Body Armor. Anyone who's shopped in sports drinks, hydration drinks, whatever, you'll be very familiar with Body Armor. It's about as popular, or at least widely known, as Gatorade, Powerades. Again, very popular. They have jumped on the no sugar train. So Body Armor did already have a version called Light, if I'm not mistaken. Was it Body Armor Light? I don't remember the, yeah, Body Armor Light. And that was sort of a lighter version, still had electrolytes like all of the Body Armor drinks, but it also had lower sugar, lower calories. Now there is Body Armor Zero Sugar, and very true to the name, it is a zero sugar version or zero sugar sports drink. It has its own individual set of electrolytes to help with hydration. But the key part here is that you don't have any sugar in this. Although interestingly, you get 10 calories. I think it's 10 calories a bottle. I think, I'm trying to remember now. I know it's zero sugar, but the interesting twist is that if you compare that to Light, the Body Armor Light, that has 2 grams of sugar and 15 calories. So it's not a supremely big difference when you think about it in the long run. It is a big jump, and if you're just notoriously trying to stay away from sugar, then it's a no-brainer. And it's rolling out now in stores in four flavors, orange, cherry lime, lemon lime, and fruit punch. And it is a very nice extension to the Body Armor family. I did mention this, and if not more recently, I would have mentioned it last year. The hydration category has just seen an uptick of new entries, whether we're talking the highly anticipated Ghost, whether we're talking sports supplements in terms of like flavored powder, hydration drinks. It's just got a lot of interest rolling in it right now. We saw several companies into the sports nutrition space with hydration supplements last year. And I did say that I just feel there are a lot of companies out there that have probably been around for a while that are going to start trying to up their pace and innovation. I'm not sure if this was the intention behind the Body Armor Zero Sugar, but it's, you know, I feel with the rise of Prime, Ghost Hydration is imminent to shelves, that Body Armor doing a zero sugar version to keep up with them, as these are energy drinks. Well, sorry, not energy drinks, my bad, sports drinks. These are sports drinks that don't have a sugary option. Ghost doesn't have a full sugar and then a zero sugar. Prime doesn't have a regular version, then a lighter version. They just have a version with low to no sugar. So it makes sense that Body Armor comes out with this as a nice little addition to its already long-standing lineup of sports drinks. Next up, we go to EVL, or Evil, or Evolution Nutrition, however you want to say it. We've known those guys for quite some time. They've been around for a while. We were there. We've known them since the beginning. They rolled out with Engine, their pre-workout, and they have expanded into just a huge selection of supplements, a powerhouse selection of supplements. But they haven't touched functional food, and that is about to change. They have announced details have emerged on a new product that's on the way called the Stacked Protein Bar. Now, this is an extension of their protein powder name. So they've had Stacked Protein Powders around for quite some time. I think they had a Gainer, they got a plant protein, but it's just protein powder, plant protein, Gainer, and then it's just stacked at the start. So it's like a nice stacked family. This is an extension of that. So now you've got the Stacked Protein Bar coming soon, and it is a peanut butter based recipe. So this is, how would I say, very similar, not similar, but same sort of build as the Outright Protein Bar, as the Authentic Bar, as several other peanut butter based bars out there that have come over the last few years. This is featuring similar sort of build with that peanut butter base, which almost guarantees a very nice sweet and smooth consistency. And the nutritional profile on this is also very similar to the peanut butter based bars you see out there. You get 14 grams of protein, 9 grams of fat, 34 grams of carbs with 15 of that sugar, and a calorie count of 240. So if I'm not mistaken, the Outright usually sits at 16 with a little bit higher in calories, maybe 260, 70. They're different flavors and versions vary, but it's very similar in that with the Stacked Protein Bar, that is, with that 14 grams of protein and 240 calories. So you can check that out on the site. It's coming in one flavor that we know of called Chocolate Chip Peanut Butter, and it is aiming to deliver on that name. As I said, it has got a peanut butter base, but then throughout that bar are also real or actual chocolate chips to just fully deliver on that chocolate chip peanut butter name. From there, we're going to go to news from NutriFit. So NutriFit is another reputable brand, been around for quite some time, pumped out some pretty damn cool supplements over the years, and they had double dipped the headlines last week with two products they rolled out. The first, well, I'm going to just share them in order of complexity. But one of them was Epic Creatine, which is a standalone creatine supplement, giving them a nice competitor, a nice cost-effective, value-focused competitor for the fast-moving and growing creatine category. And the other one was Epic Whey, and this was significantly more complex. While protein powders can be really straightforward, 25 grams of protein, 120 calories, dairy sources, plant sources, whatever. NutriFit really spiced this up pretty interestingly. So you do get a good quality source of whey protein. So you get 25 grams of protein per serve. That comes from a blend of whey isolate, whey concentrate, and egg white, giving you 2 grams of fat. I think it's just a single gram of carbohydrates and 125 calories. Now, what makes this one interesting is alongside that source of nutrition and that solid amount of protein, you get several premium digestion and basically gut health ingredients. Now, these primarily are there to help with absorption, uptake, just furthering the ability for your body to make use of such nutrients, especially the protein. So they have got, forgive me if I am pronouncing these ridiculously wrong, but it is what it is. They are the enzyme blend Digizib, Peptizyme SP, Hemisib. I read these, but I don't ever pronounce them out loud. And then you've got the Probiosib Duo, which is probiotic combination. And so you've got a lot of ingredients in there to help with gut health, digestion, uptake, and all that stuff. And it's been a trend, it's been a strategy I've seen supplement companies implement a lot over the last few years, whether they put in just enzymes, just probiotics, whatever it is, the end goal is to help your body absorb the benefits, or sorry, help your body absorb them for more benefits out of the protein and nutrients, whatever it is in the supplement. So yeah, you can check out Epic Whey and Epic Creatine over on our website and NutriFit. Oh man, we got a lot to get through. I'm reading through it and watching the time tick away. But from here, we're going to shoot over to Ghost, our ex-brand of the year winner, Protein Wars champion, and brand of the decade winner. They announced a collaboration. So this time last year, Ghost teamed up with the esports and entertainment organization, FaZe Clan. They put together a flavor, I believe it was called FaZe Pop. FaZe Pop. And they did it for the Ghost Energy Drink and Ghost Gamer. They are doing the same again this year, but the flavor is different. So they have, Ghost has once again teamed up with FaZe Clan for a special edition flavor. And that flavor is going to both Ghost Gamer and the Ghost Energy Drink. And it is a FaZe Up, is what it's called. And it is a lemon lime recipe. So very citrusy, of course. Now, immediately someone reached out to me and said that this is just a reskin of the original Ghost Energy Drink flavor, citrus. Now, I can understand why that flavor is called citrus. It does have similar fruits on the front. And then you've got FaZe Up, which has, it's presented as a different flavor. And now I knew Ghost has only ever done, when they do reskins, they make it pretty clear. They change the look, but they keep the name of the flavor the same. That was very much the case for Wide Awake Watermelon. And when that was just one of the reskins they did for a music festival. But then when they did other reskins, they just kept the name Orange Cream. So they have been known to make it obvious when it's a different flavor, when it's just a reskin. So I reached out and did confirm this is a different flavor. This isn't intended to be the same. This is definitely not a reskin. This is more of a lemonade soda comparison is what they were getting at. So very much different experience, very much different flavor. And is launching this week. No, next Monday, 29th, if I'm not mistaken. And you'll be able to get the energy drink is launched in the US only, but the FaZe Up flavor of Ghost Gamer, that's going worldwide. So that will include distribution, I believe, through Australia, UK and Europe, and of course, the US. Next on the docket, we have Rockstar, who we kind of just put this out as a reminder. To say that Rockstar Focus is now out and available. The last time we posted about it was at the NACS Convenience Show in Atlanta, Georgia last year in October. And at that show, a lot of beverage companies were sort of sharing, sampling, introducing new innovation they plan on dropping this year. And Rockstar Focus was among the Rockstar booth. It is basically a an energy drink enhanced with lion's mane extract, the popular nootropic mushroom extract, and I did sample it. Thought it was, the initial hit is pretty good, but it has that earthy kind of herbal taste that you tend to get with these sorts of ingredients, and especially when they're in energy drinks. But yeah, the goal was to provide energy and focus, lion's mane being the responsible for the focus side, hence the name Rockstar Focus, and it launched in three flavors. We tested it in all three flavors. Though again, they're all initially sweet and they have that kind of back end, which each to their own. 200 milligrams of caffeine as well, so it's nice and moderate. But they launched, we tried it in white peach, lemon lime, and orange pineapple. Now those are the flavors that have hit the market this month. That's what we shared. Little did we know, out west, we come to learn that Rockstar Focus has three other flavors. So Rockstar also put together, sorry, not three other, four other flavors. Four completely new flavors, or completely separate flavors, that are only available out west. It's a pretty interesting twist. I would have almost expected to see one if you were going to do an exclusive or regional. It's not uncommon for companies to add one here and just say, this is available to this city, this is available to this region, this is available to this country. Rockstar Focus has done four. So the three that I mentioned will be available everywhere, as far as I know. And these four are only out west, and they are, I will admit, they're significantly more unique, to say the least. That list includes, I'm just trying to find it out again. watermelon, kiwi, passion fruit, mango, honeydew, melon, and mixed berry. So it's a, I'm just double checking. Yeah, passion fruit, mango. And the other one is orange pineapple. Just making sure I didn't have those two mixed up. And so, yeah, those are the four that you only find out west. So anyone within that realm, you're in for a treat. You want to look for Rockstar Focus. You're getting more than twice as many flavors to choose from than anybody else. They all have the same ingredients. I believe it was... Oh, I think I'm trying to remember now. I know it was low sugar, if not no sugar, somewhere around there. It was definitely on the cleaner side, and a 12-ounce can. So yeah, you'll be able to get those, the Rockstar Focus in stores. If you haven't seen it, it's right around the corner. And then, yeah, same goes for those West exclusives. Keeping on track with the fruity theme, Animal debuted. Finally, it's a long-awaited clear white isolate. This was a supplement that was previewed last month. The company was doing a taste testing at a gym nearby their HQ in New Jersey. I think it was called Diesel Gym, if I remember correctly, and they were sampling it out. They had it. I remember seeing a teaser of the sampling table, but they'd covered up the tubs. And then I just went to the Diesel Gym social media, and it was right there uncovered. So here you go, guys. So yeah, Animal Clear Whey Isolate is indeed a clear style protein powder. This is something where you get, traditionally you get whey isolate protein powder, protein. So it's a nice lean premium source. But then the twist with these clear and refreshing protein powders is that they're more light and refreshing, and they come in fruity flavors, not your traditional milkshake style like chocolate, vanilla, and so on. Yeah, so that is pretty much the method Animal has followed to a T. You get 20 grams of protein a serving, all from whey isolate, giving you 80 calories. So as lean as you can get when you got 20 grams of protein. Every gram of protein is 4 calories. So that's as straight to the point as you can get. And there are three flavors, all with that fruity theme. There is, pineapple, orange, blueberry, acai, and watermelon limeade. They're available now on Amazon in two sizes. There is a smaller, I won't say smaller, they're both on the smaller side. There is a 20 serving at $37, and then there is a more of a trial size offering with 5 servings at $12.99 or $13, however you want to see it. It is on Amazon. It is not exclusive to Amazon as far as I know. It will be showing up in all of the other retailers and stores and stockers and whatnot. We've got three big stories to round out, and I have been trying to rush through these, and I'm going to pick up the pace as best I can. But the next one we have, this is going to send us over to Redcon One. So we posted about Redcon One's flashbang when they shared a preview. It was confirmed to be a muscle builder. The big question was, what ingredients are in the muscle builder? As fans of Redcon One will know, they do have other muscle builders available. They've been in this space for a while. You got Boomstick. I think it's 11 Bravo was the other one. Moab, sorry. quite a few supplements targeted towards building muscle, and Flashbang was intended to fall right in the middle of that. And that supplement launched last week, not only giving you a chance to get your hands on it, but also confirming what we get in it. And the formula is the pretty much what I like to call the Sigma recipe. This is, I could be wrong, there might have been a supplement before this, but when Gorilla Mind did Sigma, the three main ingredients in it is Fidoja, Ashwagandha, and Long Jack. Now that combination, that specific combination of three, has been gone on to be used in several other muscle builders. A lot of brands just kind of, they do their own dose, but those three together, it's hard not to pick up on the similarities with that when you see those three specifically. And generally it'll be, though, the supplement will base itself around those three. So the other components that are in there are just not as prominent or not as relied on as those three. So it's very easy to pick up when, again, it's very much a trend in, like, the Sigma recipe. There may have been one before that did it, but that's the first one I remember. And Redcon One's Flashbang is pretty much a continuation of that. They've brought together those same three ingredients. You get Fidoja at 1.2 grams a serving, KSM, and an ingredient called Ashwa Pure. So there's a combination of those two Ashwagandhas that combine for 600 milligrams of Ashwagandha a serving. Then there's 400 milligrams of Long Jack, specifically TK100 Long Jack, which is a high-tech innovation. And then to top it off, there's a little bit of zinc in the end at 50 milligrams of zinc from zinc citrate and OptiZinc. So it's a pretty cool little set of three ingredients, four if you count the zinc, but it fits nicely alongside absolutely all the other muscle builders from Redcon One. We already had a couple of people reach out and ask if it's stackable. The great thing about buying within brand, specifically weight loss supplements and muscle builders, go ham. You almost never have to worry. It's very rare if you have to worry about any crossover with any other supplements. Brands almost always, I would say 99% of the time, design those sorts of things to be mixed together. In fact, majority of the time, brands design you to be able to take every supplement they sell. The only difference would be in fat burners and pre-workouts and different pre-workouts when stimulants are in the mix. But outside of that, generally a brand will make their supplements so that you can buy absolutely everything. Whether your rule is 3-5 supplements, they might offer you 20 and they could all work together. But again, Redcon One's formulated Flashbang, it fits nicely alongside all of those other supplements that it has in the muscle building category. And you can check it out on the site at stack.com. Moving on to Peptide 185. So this was a big one. And if you follow this channel as well as other things that we do, we actually went ahead and got a review interview done before we even got this, before it's even become available. So Peptide 185, I think we mentioned it on last week's podcast. Not even think, maybe we did. I'm kicking myself. I want to check. So Peptide 185 is a brand new supplement coming soon from MuscleTech, and it features Peptide 185. DL185, which is an industry first ingredient. I'm just double checking. No, I don't think we mentioned on last week's episode, sorry. So Peptide 185 is a muscle building supplement featuring DL185, which is a new ingredient, completely new innovation. This is not something you would have seen before, and it's also exclusive to MuscleTech, similar to how Infinity was only available at MuscleTech, I think for a year that they had it. The concept is leucine bonded with leucine, basically to ramp up muscle protein synthesis significantly. They provided numbers as reliably as MuscleTech does, highlighting that the boost in muscle protein synthesis is 60% more than what you get with regular standard leucine, and then it's 159% more than if you just didn't take any leucine at all. And so basically, it is just a very quick, superiorly absorbed or uptaken, however you want to say it, form of leucine that can just drastically boost muscle protein synthesis. And we bought the Officer of Scientific Affairs from MuscleTech in Raza onto a interview last week, and we already put that one up. And he breaks down a lot of questions because we had a lot of people ask, like, why can't I just have double the leucine? why is this different from Lukic, which is a old, very been and gone leucine supplement that MuscleTech had back in the day. That was just leucine with little things else alongside it. This is very much a different innovation. This is very much its own innovation. And he did answer. He answered a lot of questions, and I was happy that I could get straight to MuscleTech and just get those answers right away. It was pretty cool to do that. And hopefully people, you know, had some of those things. And anytime you have innovation introduced in an industry like that, like an industry first, it's good to have people ask these questions. No matter the question, no matter if you think it shouldn't be asked or it should always be asked. In the rare case, it's really out of left field, but it's good to be able to have answers for those, and people can sort of hear and okay, so it's not just me taking twice the leucine or whatever. So yeah, you can watch that interview. It's on this YouTube channel. You can click into the account and it'll be under there. But the last story we have, and again, I've tried to rush through this. I know people say pick up and we try and keep it short, but the last story we have is from Raw Nutrition, who has really surprised on this one. Raw Nutrition announced an endurance series. So it has been sports nutrition since its inception. It's been all about sports nutrition categories, protein powder, pre-workout, aminos, all that stuff. And it has not kind of faltered from that. It's done an energy drink, it's done more muscle builders, weight loss supplements, it's done traditional sports nutrition categories. The new series is called Raw Endurance, and it is still within sports. Not to say that endurance and performance supplements aren't sports nutrition, but it is definitely outside of your typical pre-workout, intra-workout, protein powder realm. So the Raw Endurance series, it's comprised of four supplements or four products. There's Raw Fuel, Raw Replenish, Raw Gel Pack, and Raw Salt. Now, I'm not going to break down, I can break down each of them individually, but essentially, they are all combinations of sodium, electrolytes, and carbohydrates, just in different formats, in different, intended balances. So Fuel, for example, I believe that's the pre one, like the one you take before. It's more carbs than electrolytes. And if I'm not mistaken, the Replenish, I think, was a more intended of a, like an intra workout. So it was less carbohydrates, more electrolytes. And then with the gel pack, it's intended to be a carbohydrate uptake gel. So very similar to the, I'm just double checking to make sure I have absolutely, yes. So the gel pack is a focus of carbohydrates in order to basically make it a more convenient way to refuel and power up, whether you're doing a marathon, a triathlon, or whatever it may be. You can just pop open the gel pack or tear open and throw it down. And then Raw Salt is, if I'm not mistaken, effervescent tablets, yeah. So sea salt and sodium citrate, and you just throw that into whether it be, ideally not a sealed bottle, but like a cup or an open thing that you can consume down. And the idea would be, again, very similar to the gel pack. It's the convenient solution. But in this case, instead of carbohydrates, it is a nice hit of sodium and basically electrolytes to help you refuel, replenish, and so on. So pretty much all of the products in the series are centered around those core ingredients, or at least those groups of ingredients of carbohydrates and electrolytes. And it is worth noting that they do go pretty deep into the reasoning. Like, for example, I think it was Fuel has a precise ratio of glucose to fructose. So the carbohydrates is not just a straight 24 grams of dextrose or whatever the hell. It is a very specific blend that they've kind of really put a lot of focus on to benefit endurance and performance athletes or just hobbyists as best they can. So it's a very unique line, very individual series. You can check it out on the site. Head over there. We've got a nice up close look and kind of a brief breakdown. We haven't got the fax balance for each of them, but the core purpose of each of them is very much the carbs and sodium and the combinations and variants and formats of those supplements. And that line, I believe, might even be launched now. I know it wasn't launched at the time of sharing. They did have some prices of reference, but it should be available shortly. And a cool little spin, cool little diversion, deflection for Raw Nutrition, step away from, again, your traditional sports, protein, muscle building, and stuff like that. But for all the stories mentioned here on Stacked, you can go to Stacked. Stacked.com, Stack3.com, however you want to say it. We make sure we get every news story we can up during the week. All we ask for absolutely anything you do is you just go to the website time and time and time again. Stay up to date, stay informed, check out all the brands that are around the world. We're not limited to North America. We cover absolutely all we can. And that's all we ask. Just visit the site 1, 2, 3, 10, 50 times a day in your sleep. Share it with your friends, your mom, your dad, your brother, your sister. Get the news out there. That's all the support we ask for. And we will be back next week with another episode breaking down the top stories. So thank you for tuning in.